Now that the FBI is getting an overhaul, the rules governing how field agents operate are getting one as well. Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced new guidelines that are supposed to let agents spot and prevent future terrorist attacks. But as NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, no sooner had the rules been announced than civil libertarians called them a return to the era of J. Edgar Hoover.
Attorney General Ashcroft tried to put the FBI guidelines in historical context. The last time they were really revised, he said, the Soviet Union was America's chief enemy, the Internet did not exist, and terrorism meant domestic hate crimes. September 11th changed that, he said, and now the FBI must be freed from bureaucratic red tape.
Under the current guidelines, FBI investigators cannot, for example, surf the web in the same way that you and I can to look for information. Nor can FBI investigators simply walk into a public event or a public place to observe ongoing activities. These restrictions are a competitive advantage for terrorists.
To shift the balance back, Ashcroft said he's changing the guidelines to allow for more surveillance. From now on, FBI agents may scour the Internet, public libraries, and other sources of information. And Ashcroft said FBI agents may go into public places, like a mosque or a church. They can watch and listen, as long as the purpose is to detect or prevent terrorist activities.
I really believe that we are looking at a new era of political surveillance.
Laura Murphy is the director of the ACLU's Washington office.
By their own admission, representatives from the Justice Department are planning to send people to mosques and planning to send people to libraries, planning to listen in on chat rooms. And these are not benign activities.
Murphy says the FBI is reverting back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover, when agents gathered information about civil rights leaders and anti-war protesters. Why, she says, should Ashcroft revise the very rules that were meant to curb those abuses? Ashcroft said the FBI will not be allowed to collect and keep files on people without a good investigative reason. The new rules would also allow agents in the field to follow their hunches. The FBI has been embarrassed in recent weeks when it turned out that agents in Phoenix and Minneapolis had suspicions about Middle Eastern pilots, but they were ignored by headquarters. Ashcroft said today that an agent in the field will no longer have to get permission from Washington to initiate an investigation, but only from his office chief. And an agent can investigate someone for up to a year before having to get the final go-ahead from headquarters. Law professor Jonathan Turley, who specializes in national security law, says this sounds fine in the current climate, but it's a recipe for disaster.
When you give an agent both the ability to start an investigation on little more than a hunch, and then to continue that investigation for a year, there's little supervisory role in protecting citizens from racist or abusive investigations.
Moreover, he says, this kind of unsupervised autonomy can harm investigations. Consider, he says, the case of Richard Jewell, whom FBI field agents suspected of setting off a bomb at the Olympic Village in Atlanta.
Jewell's case was launched on a hunch by a group of field agents who became so wedded to their theory that they wouldn't stop. That's the danger of decentralizing authority of the FBI.
Moreover, Turley and others say the new rules would not have prevented 9/11. The problem was not with the information in the field, but with the failure of headquarters to put it all together. Still, Ronald Kessler, who has written a history of the FBI, says the Bureau as an institution has not abused its power since the Hoover era, and America needs to give the FBI the benefit of the doubt.
If the FBI does abuse its power, then of course we have to take action. But until that time, we need the FBI to have at least as good techniques as the bad guys, and otherwise we're going to be in the same fix we were on September 11th.
No doubt civil libertarians will be keeping as close an eye on the FBI as the FBI is keeping on potential terrorists. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.